NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm Luke from World Series, and I'm talking about our new EP, Stately and Bifrost, on Long Player.
Let's start off talking about the EP. It is Stately and Bifrost. What does that mean?
I got it actually from a book by David Foster Wallace.
Yeah,
it's the one that he didn't finish. It's called The Pale King. He died before he finished it, but yeah, it's around the start of the book, and it's kind of, he uses that phrase to describe a river from above. I don't think Bifrost is actually a word. I think it's a made up word, but I just like the way it sounded, and I like the word stately as well, because to me it kind of brings imagery of like almost like 60s British psychedelia for some reason.
And how would you relate that to the EP?
Just like the word Bifrost, even though it isn't a real word, kind of sounds quite natural and bodily, and it's kind of making something more personalised.
The first track is Indiana Buzzing off the EP. What's the story behind that track?
It's inspired by the film Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which is a film, Steven Spielberg film about UFOs. That's where the title comes from anyway. It's like a newspaper snippet that's seen in the film, and it just says Indiana Buzzing, and I think it's after there's been like there's been UFO contact. But anyway, I took that title and kind of rolled with it, and the lyrics are kind of from the perspective of one of the characters who eventually like goes away with the aliens at the end of the film. Slow Going is the second song on the EP. I remember distinctly writing it at home, just on a really nice day, but I was kind of in a brooding mood, but it was like a beautiful sunny day, and I think the song kind of reflects that kind of paradox of being moody but also being really nice outside. And you can kind of, I think the first lyrics are like kind of some cliche lyrics like sunny afternoon, but then I say I can't let it go. And that's kind of a reference to, like, the Kink song, Sunny Afternoon, and also, like, a Donovan song. again, kind of going back to like 60s psychedelia, even though you can't really hear it in the music, that's something that inspires me quite a lot. Bend is the third song on the album, and it's quite a simple song, like musically and also lyrically. It's really just about driving through hills and falling off the road to your death. Basically, the song's supposed to reflect kind of a resigned acceptance just before your car hits the ground, and that's really all the song's about. The good thing about the Bend is that the outro is longer than the actual song itself, which we really enjoyed kind of recording, and that outro is all about dynamics and guitars dropping in and out, almost like what's not playing is as important as what is in terms of the guitars. And the kind of chorus that's in the Bend just popped, kind of fully formed into my head one day, so I kind of wrote everything else around that chorus afterwards.
Chewing up the scenery, chewing on what it means to me. We'll be right back.
5 is Bifrost. That's a classic kind of World Series segue song, kind of an instrumental one that gives the album or the EP kind of breathing room in between more conventional songs. Our first album, Air Goofy, is like absolutely full of them. We have like 4 or 5 of them. On this EP, there's just one, kind of probably reflecting that we were more of a full band at the time and writing more like proper songs. But I still love doing these kind of weird instrumental segues. And this was just built around a bass line that Abby, our bass player, came up with, and we kind of just built stuff up around that. There's some detuned acoustic guitar, a crappy shaker, and that's about it, really. Is a classic kind of closing track, I guess. It's very much inspired by, you know, like slow indie rock jams. What could come to mind is maybe Grounded by Pavement, or more recently songs by some of my favorite bands like Attica Basement or Alex G. And it's kind of lyrically, it's quite abstract. There's a lot of weird, gross bodily imagery, kind of like a mound of living biological mass, just kind of situation around that, very abstract, and the slide guitar in it, which kind of made the song, and it's something that we added kind of last thing.
was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.